Today, we are celebrating a nativity a bit different than when we hear that word. Our mind immediately jumps towards Christmas and the nativity and the birth of Jesus Christ. But today, as Father said as we started Mass today, we are celebrating the birth of John the Baptist. And John was born, or we celebrated, exactly 6 months before we celebrate Christmas and the birth of Jesus. And there were many things about John that he did to show how much he believed in God and what he did in preparing the way for Christ. And as we read about their lives, we can see that both were born of a circumstance that people didn't think were possible. John, born of elderly parents who had never had children before, and his mother was beyond the years of childbearing. And then Jesus, born of a virgin. Again, someone who thought there could never be a birth or nativity through neither of these women. And as it happened, John was Jesus' cousin. He was a family member. And for that to come through into preparation for him, that God's wisdom in having John and giving John birth and to have him prepare the way of the Lord. John lived in camel hair out in the desert and lived off the land. Locusts and honey were his food. As you heard in the gospel, he did not drink strong drink. He didn't drink wine. And people looked at him as strange. That's a strange man. And he talked to them in ways that was telling them that they needed to change. And they needed to recognize God in their lives. And to change their hearts. And Jesus lived a little bit more of a traditional life, but yet not the way everyone thought he should be living. And he too preached of change, to change their hearts to come to God, who loves them very much. John's ministry was indeed one of preparation. And he used the sign of baptism, the sign of a baptism to draw the people to hear him and to call them to true change. And if they really wanted to change, to accept that baptism to wash away the sin. And people, as they heard John and they're drawn to him, they allowed this to come upon them. And yet here were all the people that were in power and saying, no, 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 no. That's just a strange man. Stay away from him. He knows nothing. Doesn't that sound a little bit like what they also said about Jesus? That he wasn't to be followed. You weren't to follow and to do what he was asking you to do and to turn your life. All the people in power. They said, no, ignore these men. Ignore these men. But many of the people did not. They kept turning toward both of these men. You know, and it's kind of interesting that Jesus' manifestation of his ministry really began when he submitted to the baptism of John. He didn't have any sin to be washed away, but he wanted to give the people a sign that to turn to God was for them to do this and to look at their sin and to be washed clean from it. And we also have heard in Scripture when Jesus came out of the water, there's a sign of a dove and the voice of God. This is my son. This is my son. My brothers and sisters, we are sons and daughters of God. Do we hear that when we come to Mass? Is that when our hearts are open to? To hear that God says, you are my son, you are my daughter. I love you, I forgive you. and to hear that voice of God as we celebrate in the Word of God, and we celebrate that, and as we celebrate especially the Eucharist and Christ's love and his sacrifice for us. Something we should examine in our own hearts about the preparation of ourselves and our own hearts, not only when we come to Mass, but we're preparing our hearts to receive God and to receive Jesus. You know, people use many different things to control other people as those in power are trying to control John and Jesus. Sometimes it's very subtle. We ourselves are guilty of this at times, the subtleness of trying to control someone to act the way we want them to act, instead of giving them the freedom to see God in their own hearts. Sometimes it's just deciding that we're not going to talk to someone. It may be that we're going to withhold something from them. And then sometimes it gets more overt, and we begin to belittle them, or we begin to try to get some power over them by threatening them in anger and thinking, well, they don't want me to be angry with them. They'll submit to what I'm trying to tell them to do. And one of the big things we have to ask ourselves when we fall into that trap, am I preparing this person's heart to receive God, to receive Jesus? And when I act that way, am I preparing my own heart? Am I preparing my own heart to receive Christ in my heart? When I can put all of those kinds of things in there ahead of it? And you see, the presence of God is difficult for us because we're living in a world where we think that we need to have something to touch and to feel and to something to give us the reality of that we can touch. And sometimes God's reality escapes us because we haven't opened our heart. We haven't been in our prayer to open that heart and prepare our heart for the way of Christ and the way of God. And in our prayer, to open that up and to feel the real presence of God. God is here, my brothers and sisters. He's here, and he's present to us. And the way that we can feel him and to know his presence is within our heart, with an open heart, that is prepared to receive him. He's not something reach out and touch, but he's there. And he touches your heart. And he touches your heart with his love and forgiveness. We need to remember that that's our mission, as John the Baptist also had the mission to prepare the way of the Lord. We too have that mission. We too need to preach the gospel to those people Jesus loves. And he loves every one of them. And if we're trying to just use our power to change them to do what we want them to do, we're not preparing the way of the Lord. That isn't the way the Lord works. He works through us in the love and openness of our hearts. There are those in the world who would try to talk us out of our spiritual life. And there were those that tried to talk Zechariah and his wife out of following what God had told them. See, Zechariah got afraid when he saw the angel of God. He was afraid of what was happening. So he was mute. He was mute and wasn't speaking. But the angel had given him something that he needed to do. And we can't be mute out of fear of preparing the hearts of people. As we are, we're not doing the work and the preparation. But yet, while all these people were gathered around at the naming of John, they said, you can't name him John. None of your relatives have that name. You can't do that. But Elizabeth and Zechariah had heard God. And they said, no, his name is John. And when Zechariah submitted to that and lost his fear, his mouth was opened. His mouth was open to speak for God and to speak for John, to who he was as God's herald, to preach to the people and to prepare the way of the Lord. As I said, we too need to prepare the way of the Lord, and we're called to do that. We're charged with that same mission. John called the people to repent and turn to God and wash them with the water to teach them that they can wash away the dirt of their sin. I've been privileged to baptize many, many children. And we know that the children do not have that full capacity and understand that, but those of us who are sponsoring them and those of us who are baptizing them, we know. And that call is for us to prepare the way of the Lord for that child. That's our call, every one of us, whether it's our child, somebody else's child. We need to prepare the way for that child, for to receive God in their hearts. Jesus, in his ministry, washed us with his blood. He washed us with his death and his life's blood. And we're all there. We're all to receive that and to know that we need to have that open heart to receive the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what John was telling the people. There's one more important than I. And he did not try to hold his followers from following Jesus. Those in power would try to, no, you've got to stay with me because I know. But John released and encouraged his followers to follow Jesus. We need to encourage our brothers and sisters to follow Jesus, who sacrificed his life for forgiveness of our sins.